Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. Sam Cooke. Once again, I have a chance to come on in and say what is on my mind. You know, I realize that time is beyond us and we are affected by time. And hope that we can realize the effects of time and that we will know that we are not causing anything to happen except the things that we are as human beings doing. But as we know, in our lifetime, we have seen a whole lot of baby born and a lot of old folks die, and not just old, but people of all ages die. And it is very, very informative if we look at the natural dynamics of life, is that we were born and we become toddlers, healthy and well babies, and until we become and we experience the life we live for quite a few years, until we begin to get hold to, and the same place that we witness other people come about, and then later on, you know, they have their time to depart from this world. When they were young and, you know, having a prosperous economic life, they were not thinking about a day come when they pass away. Now, what is more important for us to realize? Because once you're living and having a good time, I mean, your life of enjoying yourself, a human, in a human context, it's only you that value it, and maybe some other people around you that you enjoy each other's company. But when you look at the actual life and what value your life is, you find out that the best thing for a human being to do is to learn the value of our lives and what brought us here and what allows us, because, you know, a lot of us could have died long before we pass away. Could have happened. The possibility is always there, but it's about the life of our fleshy existence. That is what is most important. And it means that whilst you are alive, you should make your life as valuable, not criminals, not evildoers, because that is a misunderstanding of the life that you are. And you may say, well, I don't care. A lot of people, I mean, quickly say, I don't care. Well, if a person living on this planet where they didn't make anything that they see on this planet, and if to behave yourself and be of help to other people, if that is the utmost valuable thing to do, then going on like you will be forever a giant on the planet that, you know, is, you know, who you don't care about anything else besides the power that you have as a lion and what you do. But, you know, you, no matter how powerful you are as a lion, but you have to eat food and depend on water and other things that you don't provide for yourself. So I'm digesting some of that as most as I can to realize my life, expectancy, and how I think and feel and behave. Because during the years that I am alive, and I didn't think of I'm going to get old, I don't think about that. I'm just thinking about myself and the way I live from one day to the other. But it's a good thing for me, I was not a wretched person. And I'm glad that I always respect other people and care, really care about anybody who I can help with anything. That's I have no regret at all. It doesn't matter what anybody's going to come and like kick me somewhere, part of me, and abusing me and all that. It's for me to just understand that I am to behave myself and don't become vile because somebody put me on the wrong side of my thinking. I want the superiority to live over those circumstances and maintain control over myself to keep myself with the spiritual strength to not get carried away by a hater, somebody who don't like me or something like that. Because it's all about the way I am taking these things that comes to try my desire and how weak I may be. I want the power to preserve myself and to have peace and justification with the way I am living. I want to have knowledge of the human experience and appropriate it. All right. Now, I don't know if, you know, anybody is listening to me out there and would like to come in, and if you want the number to like, if you want to like call in, the number is 347-850-1358. Right? If you want to call in, 347-850-1358. And if you think I was still ahead of you, I'm going to come back to where you are and I'm going to say the numbers again. Call me at 347-850-1358. If you need a chat, just call me there. No odd time or not like that. I ain't screening. I am not asking for any, you know, any information before you come and talk in here. I just open up, you know, you press one and I will see someone on the line. And we just chat away. There's a lot for us to learn about our world and the life forms around us. There's a lot for us to know. And according to that, I refresh my mind with the virtues I ought to show, I ought to have, and let it carry me until the time I am done, right? But for right now, I need to be seasoned. I need to have what it takes to keep me a sober and a person who have the right kind of energy. Okay. Well, I wish you out there well. I have not had frequency of the show over the past few weeks. I kind of dropped back. I think over the past few years, I have been vigilant and come on and talk and see how I can exchange thoughts with Anybody who is listening, I offer that. But then I, you know, I'm getting older and everything like that. And I don't give up wanting to communicate with other people. I still like to do that because it is a very important thing. We don't live well with not talking to ourselves. That include that too, but you know, that's yourself. I'm talking about interacting with other people. I want it to be a pleasure to talk to someone else and to make discovery of things that we would like to know, and if we can help each other with sorting out certain things, that's a nice thing. And don't make it be something that is not in good taste. We do want each other to feel good. But if I'm saying something that you never hear about and you may think that, oh no, that sounds far-fetched and blah, 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 blah. Well, that's, you know, there is nothing wrong if you're telling me something far-fetched. You know, I'm going to want to find out about what you're saying. Now, just hoping that you will cooperate with me when I ask you a question about what you're saying. And don't like to like throw me off and carry on or kind of thing, because what I know and think it is good knowledge and make it available to other people, of course it is about someone probing my thinking. And there's a lot of contact in which people can talk to benefit themselves and somebody else. You know, so there are right and wrong in the way we represent certain things. Sometimes we may miss the mark and not saying in the, like I said, in the context that you're supposed to, like, present what you're saying. But if we have contrary thinking and I think that I know it all and stuff like that, that don't make any sense. I don't want to show myself more important than who I am talking to, because I have a need to get satisfaction out of what we're talking about. And I just don't want me to get satisfaction and you are not getting none. We need to share the satisfaction. And that's the way I am. And I talk to anybody who wants to talk. Anybody. Just make sure that I don't want to talk about people who are living in a riotous kind of life. And they talk all kind of, communication that is not beneficial to me. I know what is beneficial to me. And it is a surety conversation on something that is pleasant to anybody who is civilized like me. I want civilized talk when I talk to people. Because you know what? It's going to nourish my mind if somebody's talking something. But if they are talking, like a lot of time, European homosexuals call me on the show. And all they are concerned about, what's between their legs and their anus, and their anus that they, you know, they have pleasure in. Homosexuals. Oh yeah. Because they, you know, the reason why homosexuals are why they invade the African people in the Western Hemisphere, it is because of their honors, the importance of having sex in their honors. you might say, well, why is he talking like that? It's true. It is true. We look, and I get a little, I get a little defensive in that I have to defend something here. When I have somebody who's going to come on my show here, and I want to hear, I mean, you know, any variety of civilized things, civilized issue. That's what I want to know about, because why should I be concerned about somebody's honors? Even to, like, not going into a whole bunch of details with this, but just on the surface here, it's good enough, really, for right now. Because I'm saying we were here as African people. And we, according to our creation, are not homosexuals. But look, everywhere we settle down in the Western Hemisphere, homosexuals leave Europe and come here. And when they come where we are, they don't have any name. If they're coming directly from Europe, they don't have any name. And if you talk about Europe today, than many thousand years ago, when, you know, when they settle in Europe and begin to, like, leave Europe and going out to make mischief with civilized people. And since they began to do that, they began to affect the African people, who, of course, we are human hybrid, the first indigenous people on earth. But they decide, by their effort, to become more than who they are as hominid primates, monkeys. That's what they are. They don't want to say by themselves. They're coming out to mix up themselves in whatever way they can with a different species. Now, you want me to be on this radio and accommodate a member of this sect that was never civilized, and until they make effort, start look like civilized human beings, they're still not a human being. Don't tell me I am to accept that and I am homophobia or all this kind of stuff. No, African people don't have no right to love hominids. We don't have any right, because we don't have a civilized government jurisdiction for them in the Western world. Just don't. And how many times they would come here, and of course, I never, like, shy away from them. If they come here and want to talk, I talk. But I am telling you, I am here talking about history. I'm talking about good things. And they would come here, and if they behave like they can talk on my level about civilization, after a while, they drop that and begin to talk about sodomy. That's what they do. And if anybody don't have anything against them that come among us as a people, that as a culture, they're not supposed to live among us. You hear what I say? History does not say yet. They, of course, the failure of many of our groups that don't belong to their homosexual thinking and behavior.
And they come and putting it out and have drawn in a lot of our people who are sapient people, not hominid. They draw in a lot of our people and make up all the churches and stuff like that. You imagine they're not supposed to be among us. And they come here and make up churches and to convert us. And you'd like to tell me, I mean, well, people who don't read and don't know anything as much as I come to know, I can understand what your mind don't know. You can't act to it. I am telling you, in the broad sense of civilization, the Europeans who settled up in Europe 1.5 million years ago, they started out in Africa, developed in Africa for a few million years. And the only thing they could do is make stone tools. They are not human beings. They never talk. They grunt. Yeah, but they mingle with our blood and begin to talk. A lot of people don't know that. I get to know that because I read and I know. So it seems as though I look at a world now that we're a loss of understanding, and it is grievous. But the thing is, we'll all live and die. But there are rules. There is the rule of civilization. And when these homosexuals come to where we live and take control, that stinks. They make themselves and impose themselves on us. That when they try to live like us, we're not trying to live like them, but they are trying to live like us. That's why they come here. We don't go over Europe to go live and adapt to them. No. But what they do in their invasion, everywhere we go in the Western Hemisphere, they come and come catch their tent up among us. And you think, well, you know, we don't have a system of church. We have in our civilization, we were taught to be civilized by our creators. That's it. Because without that, we wouldn't be here. These, what you call them, white people that you look at right now, they are coming from being apes. And it is our blood that they mingle with that make them begin to talk and look like apes. And it's not just one of our subgroup. There's the Neanderthals that they interbreed with for thousands of years and then turn around and put them into, you know, they kill them and get rid of them. That's what they do. And now they are behaving like they surpass human being, but them call themselves modern man. We, sapien, are not modern. Okay? We were created 200,000 years ago. But these folks come among us and take control. But they couldn't take control unless they got our blood and begin to talk. From there, they learn to speak our language and begin to excel with the knowledge that they get from us by being some kind of a human. But they are not hybrids. They were not created by the Elohim gods. No! But to show you how powerful the blood of the gods who created us really is, they who were ape for some 3 to 4 to 4 million years. And they now have a brain. It's not exactly like ours because they were monkeys. So when they mix with our blood, you know, there is a difference there. And that difference will always be there. And it depends on how much of the energy that they get when they're born, how much mixture of blood is going to be make a lot of difference than some who have the blood or less of the blood, right? Now, if we don't get to know the truth of this and find ourselves grow up into churches, and stuff like into the church. The church is one thing, but they have different branches of the same church. Well, we African people, there are many subgroups that we have, but we are the same species. When these folks get our blood and begin to like talk like us, there is a big difference between us. But they decide that no, because we are created by the gods who have all the wealth of the planet, and they come from a different planet to come to Earth and make this, you know, this type of establishment, it doesn't include these monkeys. It does not include them. What include them and make them follow us and come to and push to be like us and take over, you know, I mean, use their dirty disease and totally disfigure our brain. We are not the same kind of people that we were. And even in the case where some of us in this latter generation here begin to like receive a cleaning up of our brain and we come to understand certain things, the fact remains that there is difference between them and us, that when we realize, we will have to make a difference. We have a government. These folks didn't know what government was until they, you know, have some human attributes, and they come, and because they are talking, they didn't talk with the Neanderthals, because the Neanderthals, as far as I know, it says they never spoke a language. So they were heaving, they grunt until they, with these Europeans, begin to talk and like human. But you, as you look at them, you can see the difference. They're not real human, but they are talking and behaving all kind of way, and a lot of them modify themselves that they really look like they're really human. They do everything to be like human. That's what they want to be, like human beings. See them there today? Say they're running a government, and now they don't respect us as human beings. It's only in some ways they can't do any better because we still have characteristics they don't possess. You see what I mean? But as far as to remain wholesome throughout, like when we were created the first 100,000 years, we don't have that again because of the mental bombardment of these white hominid Europeans. They put it into our blood. And it's not just us in the Western world, but in Africa. Because our government is kingship, the God's way of life, the calendar, and everything that they set up. These sodomites now come and this and take the tangible things of our civilization, take it and begin to like make up for them what they call New World Order. And because we are not able to administrate our own government, they take control and say we must be under a Dominus, celebrate Christmas and Easter and believe in Jesus. They are cutting us off from our own civilization. Now, person who is going to read and understand the science of what is going on with our lives, you're not going to accept them, but you are the few, and they are the many, and your own people have to submit to them. Now, you are by yourself now, have to struggle to live your life when you are among your own people who go to church. They are in everything that these sodomites are doing because we don't know no better. We don't know any better. And this is what is going on today, okay? Our people is living. Our people are living and unable to comprehend who they are. And they have to be satisfied with who they are because their brain is not allowing them to do anything else. But it so happens that in my case, what happened to me is that in my early years, I grew up into the 100% church belief. So you know how crippling that is? Limited. I look back now and see how limited I was in my thought life. Really. Changes occur with me. I changed the surrounding where I live. I was in Jamaica and then I came to America. You know, it's a good thing that I came to America. It's beyond what I knew because I always thought that America is a good place. Everybody speak well of America. But nobody was, none of our people, African people, it may be few that I don't know and so forth like that. Because it's pure, the church is only the church in Jamaica and different churches. People that I know in Jamaica, I don't know one of them that is saying anything more than having respect for whatever denomination, like the Seventh-day Adventist, the Jehovah's Witnesses, and so forth, and the Church of God, Pentecostal, and all them kind of things. That's all people argue about because they didn't know any better. But remember now, the same way we are created in Africa, a lot of people today don't take on that because their mind fail to open up to see what's going on. Well, my mind began to open up, and there are a few things that affects the reason why I come to get opened up from a kid, age 7, I wanted to be in the church. My mind always think positive. My attitude is good. I am not a crook. I am not anybody who is trying to make trouble for nobody at all. I love people. I love to do good things to people. And I was reading on the fourth grade level until I am age 27. I come to America and I vow I'm going to go into school and see if I can even read one level higher than the fourth grade level. I wanted to do that. And when I came here, I pursued that. I didn't waste any time. I take that up as something I wanted to do. And I did. I graduate. So it takes eight points, reading comprehension, to graduate from the adult high school, GED. And I graduate pretty much quite a few points above the eight points comprehension, reading comprehension. All right, so I was so happy about that. I really, because back in Jamaica, I was dealing with people that go to high school and looking good and everything like that. And I know that, you know what, I didn't do too well with reading, so I don't really know much about certain things. But, you know, the idea is, you know, if I have a chance, I tried a few times to go to private people, and they didn't have enough sense to take me on and see where I'm at and give me. They just give me something to do. All right? The two people, a man and a woman, two different people I go to, they did the same thing. Just give me something to do. And I go to the junior secondary school, and basically they do the same thing. They give me bookkeeping to do, and I don't know I can handle that. So I know I was suffocating and nobody wasn't around me to help me to move on. I was not apt to learn on my own, right? And I realized that. It take me long to unravel certain things, to comprehend. You see what I mean? So I have that problem. So when I came to America, the school system was pretty much more advanced than in Jamaica, where I'm coming from. And, you know, they had a system that affected my situation. They give me a test and examine what I did, and then started me at that level where I was so that I could continue to develop more of the academic understanding. All right. After, you know what? The vocabulary and whatever I learned at the high school, you know, it made changes in my head, right? But I wasn't ready yet to create miracles, if you understand what I'm saying. All right, so I went on and I felt good about the fact that, you know, I moved up a notch in my my communication and stuff like that. But 10 years later, I decided that because I did not get a good primary education, you know, the first experience in school, I didn't learn much there. So even though whatever experience I get, when I left the adult graduation, I realized that I still have some weakness, and it's like fundamental thing, you know, primary things that I find out affects me, that I never learned that when I go to my first primary school. So now, having the adult certificate, the high school, I decided that I want to take a course that will enhance my high school knowledge, right? And it didn't take me long to realize what would enhance me and make me content. And you know what I chose? Paralegal. I decided that, you know what, the ingredients that the legal or the academic knowledge that is in the paralegal course will help me in my communication, the principles of legal thinking would help me make me more efficient. And so I did. I was right to do that because, you know, I still lose my primary school knowledge, that, but I don't have to go back in there because, you know, I'm not doing anything that require me to go back there to learn some of those things from primary school. So I am going to sail on now with my legal knowledge and the high school background, right? And to this point, well, you know what? It worked for me. It worked for me, right? Because it afforded me to, like, try and put certain things together, and somebody could edit it and make something out of that for me. All right. That has happened. But in this experience, I find out that my interest is kind of narrow when it comes to, like, going into other type of courses and stuff like that. I have a narrow interest, and that is history. Okay? And history, world history, yeah. And prehistory. And, you know, the modern time world history that we have here. There are things in there for somebody like me to know, because I really want to know how this world around me is established and what is important for a civilized person to know. I'm not talking about anybody who is not from my civilized species. Chinese, Indians, and other people in the Far East and stuff like that, who are of the ethnic group. I mean, I didn't know that before, but I know that now, because I used to see Indian people, Chinese, and other group of people And I didn't know the difference. I mean, I know the difference between when I see a Chinese or an Indian. But I'm talking about, what is it that makes them special as a group? What makes me special in my group? We're talking about ethnic separation is not species separation. That's important to know. That all, and on what ground am I saying we are the same? I'm not saying we all are Chinese. I'm not saying that. I am saying that the Chinese as an ethnic group, Indians as an ethnic group, and the rest of us, like a darker skin, natty head, natty hair people, what makes us the same species is the blood that was mixed to create us. So the creators use the same species and something else to make changes to create the Chinese and the Indians and those other people of a different group, ethnic group. But we are the same species. We are not different. Well, because whatever name our parents call us don't have anything to do with what I'm saying. It's our blood, our, we call it taxonomic in a makeup on the inside. Taxonomic, right? The blood is different. When these monkeys interfere with our blood and begin to get babies by our blood, and the babies, they start to talk, and they develop over time until their species evolved, right? They evolve into, as it were, like humans. They get a lot of the genes in them that make them brilliant, read brilliant, and carry on all kind of things. But guess what? Them are homosexual though. We were never homosexual until they interfered to the world and into Europe, not Europe, but into Africa. Because we are under government. We have kings and queens that rule. We know that in history. But now, where is our queen and king today? The last kings them that we know about is like Haile Selassie in Europe. Not to Europe, but I mean in, I forget what his country is in Africa. Selassie was brought up into the church, and that affected him. He was not the type of king he was supposed to be, because the disease of these sodomite monkeys now, it affects all of us. It affects him. So I could see him struggle to behave like he's not them. But the concept of the church that they put inside of us, he was affected by that. I don't, no, I don't, I don't see him affected in any other way. But he was affected by the belief system, because that's all was around him. So, and then that I know about, I found it in the World History textbook that neither church nor school or nor any lecturer or nobody, I've never heard about this king. And that is something that happened that we today, as sapient African hybrid people, we should know it. We should know about the king in Rome, Italy, who was dethroned by these, what they call, these monkeys that become homosexual with our blood when they start to talk. You see what I mean? They begin to manipulate our language and everything like that. Well, they go into Rome and overthrow one of the final king. Apart from Haile Selassie. Yeah. So they are our rival. Why you see these, what we call so-called white people, that's not their identity. But that's what they're using today. So that's why our societies, countries, are so backward. Because they are using, let's say, you know, having census where they count how many people living, you know, in this country and stuff like that. Now, you see that? That is what is called a new world order system. Because true identity must be by your blood, or what you call a race, right? But if you say you're Chinese and you are using Chinese group as a different breed, you would not be recognized as an ethnic branch that belongs to the same species. You see what I mean? So if you really want to know who a person is, you don't ask them about which country they live in, because country don't give you blood. ID? Yeah. If you're using, you see, just as how they would say, you need a passport, you're a Jamaican. That is what these sodomite, hominid, you call them white people. They are not white people. And, you know, no, I don't want to even refer to them as that. They are a species, no matter what branch of them it is. They are a species. And so we, what you call black people, we are not black people. We are hybrid, indigenous people. We are the first civilized people. But the challenge that we have with these Europeans, where turn homosexual, yeah, they have the standard where they bungle up everybody, separate us from our identity, because you can't Jamaican to be a Jamaican is something that they use against us to separate us, because like I'm saying to you, is only two species we have is the monkey one them that these European they all of them, because there's a whole bunch of monkey of them together, right? That develop in Africa, and they go up in Europe. So just think about what I'm telling you, that all of these, what they call European countries, they are of the same species. They come from the same monkeys back there, right? So now that they are talking like they are human beings, and they are stripping us of everything we have, they're pushing away our make all kind of customs and all kind of different things, because guess what? Of the blood disease that destroy our brain. So if we don't come back to ourselves, there's no way we're going to come out from under these, I mean, fucking asshole people. Because that's what they are. I don't want to say that, but that's what it is. Now, I must explain this, because few people read the history and is willing to come out and face the foe. It's the only thing to do. These European who talk about they are European, these European who talk about they are American, why do they call themselves American? They call themselves American, but they invade us. They invade America after we spread ourselves out in the Western world and come to America. Why do they run from Europe and come to these African islands and take name from where they come? They will never be civilized. And right now, you look into the World History textbook, it excludes them. When we come like to the Western world and come on down to like 4,000 BC, think about that. Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China are the first four big African civilizations that went up. You know, it is the what we call it, the it's an urban development. The gods, they used to have city and place that they built on this planet for themselves. But when they created us and we were developing and you know, and becoming many, they make provision for us to enjoy the some life like they do. So they begin to put up urban development beginning in the river valley of Mesopotamia, India, Egypt, India, and China. These are four places. Now, the Chinese are the ones supposed to take over rule of this planet right now. Because I mean, all of them together, not just the Chinese, but the Arabs are the same species. They are sapiens. The Indians are sapiens. Now, if they come to have power, military might, they should not allow these sodomites taking over all of our countries and talking about how much money they have. Where do they get money from? Look at the money that they're talking about Trump of. Look, why do you know they make the African or the indigenous people poorer because they steal everything, and but you know they have they are the world superpower. They ain't no superpower. They don't. Our government is still in force, but it is because of the disease that destroy our brain to this point. But as soon as we come to our senses, we should not have them. They're supposed to go back to Europe where they come from. You see, but now they are going on like, oh no, I mean, they own the world now and would put Chinese in their place and stuff like that. If the Chinese have their knowledge of who they are together, they would not go there and, like, say, use guns and blah, 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 blah. All they need to do is to take control of this planet by using the authority of the government that are given to us. They cannot come. They cannot come here from Europe with no authority and come here and usurp the government that our people brought to America then and the other places. No, they don't have any, but this is what has happened. They started with the Neanderthals and interbreed up with the Neanderthals for a long time, and long time mean many years, different millennia or so, until their broad face man of Kenya. That's what they were like. Okay, and they interbreed with our subgroup Neanderthals for a long time until they put on the features of us. Now, the Neanderthals did not speak a language. So just like them primates, they didn't speak a language, but they had, you know, like above some of the other monkeys mentality, because they used to make stone tools and light fire, but they couldn't do anything else. And this is what we are facing now. Because they destroy our brain and make up churches and begin to teach us all kind of foolishness, this is where we are right now. And people, you don't have anybody that is, I don't know of anybody that is on radio. Well, there are some people on radio. I can't say that there aren't people on radio, but I think they may not go to the depth that I am going, because there are different things that if you are not a person who, you know, are guided or and let's say come to the point where you know how to arrange what you are to say. Okay? And, you know, and this kind of, with the law that came on civilization, we are the only person with civilization. Homosexual Europeans, them, they don't have any civilization power. Look at what they have as government. AD Anno Domini, and use this name Jesus. They use all kind of an old piece of cloth and stinking stuff, like Jesus Christ never exists, but they're using Jesus Christ is your savior and Lord. That's not true. And they are saying God begets a son. Where a God, a man God, can beget a son from without any woman? It's a whole bunch of nasty stuff in the Bible that we believe. We're not supposed to. And to us, to seek to know the truth. Otherwise, they will keep us into the dark all the time. My friends, I am not fully equipped no more than what I'm saying here, but I only know that we have our government to administrate. And tangible part of the government, it's us to operate it. But if we don't know it, we can't. But as it is right now. I'm not keeping quiet. I am letting go information and these places out there, we call them social network. I am explaining what I read and what I know and what exists from what don't exist. These, what we call hominid so-called white people, they have to leave our territory. It's not a if or but. They don't come from among us, and it is the disease that destroy our brain why we are not able to control our government. So, in theory, our government is there for us to perform, but we can't perform, and these so-called hominids, they are going to compel us, because they kill a lot of us in the origin of where they begin to set foot in the ground. They kill a lot of our people to accept Jesus and all this foolishness, because we don't have what it takes in spirit and with the capability to make things into existence. We have the intangible. We need to bring the intangible, because it's there. You can Google and see that prehistory is all over the place. But over the past 2,000 years, it's like we don't have anything going on for us, because we are under these people and we think that we must obey their law and all that. You have Marcus Garvey. You have Malcolm X. You have Martin Luther King. Jesse Jackson, and you have all of these people who never speak about their history at all. They are in the church, but they expect to something to happen. Nothing has not happened. No changes, except that these sodomite hominid Europeans, they just make a little amendment as they go along. But we're not telling them anything to send them back where they come from. They want us. All right. When they talk about Jesus, Jesus is not a character. And when you read the Bible, if you're reading the Bible good, you will find out that no, Jesus is not a real story that they're telling you. And when you think that all those things that Jesus said in red writing is true, you will find out, if you're reading good, you'll find out that it's a whole bunch of foolishness. No Jesus ever exists. No God ever begotten a son named Jesus. Never happened. No star follow. No wise men follow a star to a baby. Lie. That the king sent out his army to go out and kill all babies, baby boy, 2 years and under. It's a lie. If you read Matthew 2, you will see. You read it good, you will find out it's a whole bunch of nonsense. It is a very, very hard thing to take on seeing where our people's minds are. It's very bad that we are believing. If when I say kingship, nobody don't know what I'm talking about. But if I tell you about kings, you will remember that, oh, king. But it's just a faint kind of a, it's not a fully confident in knowing about kings and queens. You just talk about it, but you really don't, you cannot go too deep into it because of what these sodomite Europeans have done. But I have enough conversation with them because, look, I'm not a violent person. I'm cool. But I'm coming with what I understand to be academic fact. And I am coming with it. And it doesn't matter who is standing in the way. They're going to get it. And I think what is given to us, nobody must not have it. So these, you know, I mean, these sodomites, what I'm trying to tell you is when they get our blood and they you know, they come out to what they are, and I say, well, we can't say we don't know where homosexuality comes from. Right? They are the only creatures that in existence to make what I'm saying what it is. And look at the way all they decide to do is kill us. Today, they are everywhere over African country killing people to make more wealth. And that they're doing when they talk about they are working for the American people. These are homosexual, dressing up like they are human being. 100,000 years, that's not what they were not dressing up. Okay? Monkey never know about clothing. What I'm telling you will sound astonishing, but what I'm telling you is true. And you can stay there and praise Jesus. I know that Jesus never exists, and I can prove it to you. I mean, just using the Bible. Just using the Bible, because words in there must not contradict itself. It must not be confused. And when the words are confusing the very topic that it's about, then you must know that something is wrong. And if you're not reading it right, you are believing it. That's it. And believe is not like knowledge. It's different. You keep on believing in Jesus and you're going to die and they're going to eulogize you, you know, like you're a Christian. These white people make it seem like when you are a Christian, you are a great person. You are a fool to be a Christian. Christianity is not a civilized thing. You know what I mean? And it's going to be very hard when somebody hear me say it. But you know what? I am not going to have any sympathy on what a person might feel because I was in that belief mode, I mean, until I am 60 years of age. So I don't, look, my concern is to be able to tell, to explain to somebody what is the history says. That's all I am concerned with. And if you want to say, well, no, you're not accept. I'm not telling you that you must accept what I'm saying. I am telling you about what exists. And if you want to tell me that it don't exist, that's your business. Because if you look around, you will see that there were visitors from another country on this planet. And if you don't see it, too bad. Because you have the pyramid and you have all kind of structures on this planet. Go to France, go to everywhere, go to the UK, everywhere. Do you know that we were the ones that own United Kingdom, what them call it, United Kingdom? It was what I think the Celtics are, so our group name in England. Today you don't even know, I didn't even know our people that only place, and they go there and kick out our people. These sodomites. But you read the Bible, in Genesis 19, where Lot and these Sodomites had a clash. But it's a clash where visitors, the gods, those who were here on earth at the time, where these homosexuals go to Lot's house and say, they saw two men visit Lot. Okay? And they want to break down Lot's house to go in there and say, send out those two men to us. And they were about knocking down the door. These same white people, that's what they are. Isn't that what they do when they invade all of our territories in the Western Hemisphere? Yes, that's what these stinking sex on us, sodomites them. Okay? All you see they're looking right now, they can fool when we fool us or we don't know. But if we know with some force behind our knowledge, they're not going to get away with it any longer. But I do believe, or not believe, I know that our creation was something that was vital. We think under their Christianity, we think that a spirit God make Adam and Eve in a garden. That's a lie. How did that God that they are talking about in the Bible spread civilization? The Bible don't have any plan for a God spreading any civilization. Everything is into like senselessness. That's what it is. In my reading and realizing, yeah, I'm not going to fight anybody with gun or nothing like that. But look, the words that you speak correctly and represent the truth, it will make the will of the gods done. And I think that although we have fallen away and all kind of a problem that we are having, if we, there is the writing of the remnant of people who will redeem themselves. And I think that's what is happening right now. There are people who are redeeming themselves. And like I'm saying to you, these sodomites, that like, all you see them cocking up and carrying on, I anticipate that they are going to like, you know, melt like butter against the sun. In all kind of idiocy, they will go astray themselves. Yeah, because they don't have the wisdom to like be pure and clean. They don't. All they are about, oh, by the way, Obama, you know that when Obama called the Supreme Court to order, right, and have a 5-4 law. Five judges voted for homosexual weddings to happen. You remember that? In 2015, Obama, that people think Obama is a good, you know, black man or something like that. Obama is not a civilized person. And Obama is homosexual. And the way they are using the so-called church and all that, if we don't have anybody who is reading and is going to like come clean with the truth, we will always have to bow down to them. But not now. Because anytime you're going to argue about civilization, they cannot come close to it. So you learn about civilization, when it came to earth, by whom, And you'll see that a lot of things begin to happen because they cannot fight that real truth. They just cannot. But if you're afraid to do it, nothing is going to happen. Are not supposed to live among us, said the worldly textbook. These folks, they're not. But nobody is onto it. I am onto it. I am onto it. And as far as I know, in time, you will see, if you're alive, you will see what happened to these sodomite white European them. You will see what happened to them. They'll destroy their own selves. And that's what they're doing. But you see, our people are right there with them, helping them, helping them. You know, that's I see that as a, you know, really, it's an unfortunate problem. We believe that the church is real, and the church is unreal as ever. And if you're reading about Jesus, you should see that there is no fact about Jesus. Jesus did not exist and said anything. What about the prophecy of Isaiah? Did that fulfill about the prophet should come and rule as a king? Who ruled as a king? Nobody. And yet still we are singing Christmas carols and all this kind of stuff. We are not able to read and discover things because our brain is affected by the diseases them that we are trying to cure or go to doctor and all that kind of thing. These white homosexuals, they don't even want the doctors who attend to us to give us herbal treatment. No, you would have to go out there and find somebody, you know, selling you some herbal thing. But they will not allow the official administration of the government to allow the doctors to prescribe herbal medicine. Now, in the Bible, it tells you that God make us to take those herbal things to, like, to make us healthy and not sick. But these guys, they're making money. That's all they're doing is making money. That's all they're doing is making money. We are believing the whole bunch of junk, what they are teaching us and spreading it all over. From year to year. You see what I mean? All right. I'm going to give you a little tune and see what it's going to tell us. You know what? Let me say this. This is a tune that I want to play right now. And it's hero. Just think of yourself as being a hero. In this case, academic hero would be someone who read and, you know, keenly see what you read and teach yourself to grow stronger in what you know. All right? So be a hero and count on yourself with the whatever level of education you have, teach yourself, and you will find out that such great change, right? Be a hero so that you can help other people. Let's go along. Hero by Mariah Carey. Thank you. Understand hardcore truth sitting in our history books. We don't read because we are studying Bible verses and all this kind of stuff. And because we are familiar with believing these kind of things and we think heaven is behind it, this is the reason why we just can't chastise each other about, you know, things we are not doing when we have a conviction of the church. The church must be set and blast away because the church is just not true. I mean, I can't say that we don't, you know, find something to let us feel connected spiritually or something like that. But when you read the actual thing in the book and you know that there are some good sense explained in the Bible, but that is not the beginning of Genesis. These are something in down further down in the Bible. When you have too many big lies in Genesis creation story, where we think that the serpent went and beguile Eve. That's what they teach us in the church. But that is the other way around. And we are reading the truth and don't get it correctly, because the serpent asks Eve in chapter 3 of Genesis, asks Eve, did God tell you to not eat of this fruit of the tree? And she explained that, yes, that's what God says. We must not eat of it, eat of things around it, but not this. Tree of life in the middle of the garden. What that? What is the Bible talking about? We will be shocked when we find out who is writing those things in the Bible. However, to show you that believing something is that somebody is telling you something, and the main issue that you are concerned about is that what is being said is true. But when somebody tells you something that is all explained in a way where you are thinking it's true, but what happened if you should read and discover what somebody is saying and find out that, well, Jesus say he's going to heaven and he will return back sometime. And you read the story and find out that something is confusing, something not right. That's a different thing. But once we believe in something, we don't bother question. We don't query that because you feel justified. But I'm telling you, this, I know, I am certain that there are a lot of us who are, are frustrated with certain things. You can't really find a clear blue sky. There's always some clouds when it comes to the Bible and Jesus and God the Father and stuff like that. And hallelujah and all this kind of stuff. When you begin to read keenly and don't have any hopes of anything else, read what you're reading and see what it says. This Jesus going to heaven and coming back sometime, Jesus never come the first time. Never at all. Now, I find it easy to say this now because I read and I find out that, oh, there's a lot of things that I just believe and wasn't looking at the words then for real. Because the serpent, the talking serpent in the Bible, it's not anything real. I mean, as you're reading it in the Bible, you can't make that thing true as it is written in the Bible. It may be relevant to something someplace, but it is not going to yield fruit the way you're understanding it, because there was no God talking to Eve and Adam. There was no God making Adam and Eve. The gods, the Elohim gods, the Anunnaki, they're all the same. That came from the planet and came down here. What the Bible is telling us, like, you know, is a spirit God make up everything for us and what they're teaching in Genesis and stuff like. But Genesis is the first book to lie. And we believe it. And who give it to us is the white European. We live in the Western Hemisphere. They left Africa and go into Europe 1.5 million years ago. When you check these dates and movement, it doesn't work. It does not work. You believe that foolishness forever and you cannot unravel it. You will have to have a clear, clean mind and read things like you're reading the newspaper. You're not reading fiction. You're not reading fiction that make you feel good, but it's not anything that is, it's not nonfiction. You have to read with a nonfiction kind of observation to get exactly what these, what the words are relating to you. And whenever you get to something that just not making any sense, you have to read it until it makes sense. But when you are believing, you're not going to do that because you believe it already. Now, you're going to you're going to find some things in the Bible that don't make real sense to you. But they tell you, they preach to you that the thing that you don't understand now, there will be a time when Jesus will come back, and we are looking through a glass darkly now, but when things change, when Jesus come back and all kind of thing about Jesus, we believe that gladly. We feel a chill inside of us without some of those things, because there is nothing else that is drawing your attention beside the way it is, and you believe it. When I begin to find out that the Bible is lying, and there are too many places, and God is first to lie, and Jesus, God begot a son without a woman. That is the worst thing that a sensible person would write, because there is nowhere on the planet where two male anything is having a baby. It just never happened. But yet still they are writing that in the Bible and convince us it's true. The talking serpent. God say he and his son know all things and they are perfect. So how is it that they are making in the sixth day that they said they make everything on the earth and it was very good? How come that God and Jesus is allowing the serpent that they created to come and destroy the mind of Adam and Eve? That doesn't make any sense, because you don't even see any background in what they are writing that make it suggest like that is true. Now, all these things muddy up our brain and keep us believing foolishness all the days of our lives. And we are never going to be the right kind of people we're supposed to be, because something is wrong, but we don't know who to blame. Well, we're not trying to blame anybody, not right now, but we want to know the truth about this so that we can fix ourselves with the truth. So when you begin to see that Jesus is a liar, and one thing that make me know for sure, Jesus is a liar, and everything in the New Testament about Jesus is, everything is a lie. Nothing in the New Testament is true. Something in the Old Testament, yes, but not a lot either. If you're reading for real, factually, and let belief stay in its place. When you're reading something, it's not for you to believe it. You're reading it to get knowledge of whatever it is. But you're not going to be satisfied with that, because we who born and raised up in the church and all kind of different foolishness, we believe, it is what nurture you to who you are. So who is anybody to tell you that is wrong? You're going to hold it on until you're dead. But some people are able to, like, and get your mind clean and know that what you're reading, you got to have more confidence in the clarity of the words you are using than you believe anything else, because the words will not lie. You must not reading it right. But if you're reading it in context, I am telling you, you will stick to the words where you read and come and say, hey, you told me this, but when I read this, that's not what you said. That's not what you tell me. Okay? What this is saying is different from what you tell me. You must now begin to argue this now. Somebody got to tell you, oh, this is saying this, and you're telling me something else. No, no, it's not working. But we go to church and clap and Jesus this and stuff like that. How devilish it is for something to happen 100,000 years ago with these sodomites who are not human, not like they are today. And you look on them, we call them white people. They are not white people. They are hominids, primates, and come from a number of monkeys group, different group. And it tells you that they left Africa and they all go up into Europe. And nobody knows, well, as far as I am aware, nobody ever explained what happened to them when they go up into Europe. So it is because of what they experienced, start to talk, why they now learn and know knowledge of things like in common with us and challenging us. And if we don't see beyond what they are doing, we will go on to our day when we pass away and we never discover anything. Wake up now, and if you're a reader, begin to read good. Start read Genesis and see whether or not you find something controversial. All right. So now, what I'm gonna do now is I am going to read about an heading and about two paragraphs. Civilization of Elohim, God's kingship, government, jurisdiction is supreme. It is. And we are lacking it right now because of these white sodomites. Them. They are the one who raise up all of the churches and a whole lot of confusion that will never come to resolution because it was not designed to give you a better life. All right. The civilization of the Elohim God's kingship, government, jurisdiction is supreme principality over the planet Earth. That is a fact. You know, you can look at the things that the gods they make on planet Earth and it don't mean anything to you because you have to believe all the foolishness that they're writing in the Bible and tell us. Right? And remember what I say about the serpent and God. The serpent did not lie. I'm telling you now, and if you want to, like, get something with me, come, let's argue the words. Don't be afraid of that. The serpent contradict God, and God came in and endorsed what the serpent said and proved that God is corrupt. That's what is there. But if you keep on believing that the serpent beguile Eve, that's not what is written. You're not reading that in the Bible. Read it again and you will see. And this is going to be, if you did not know it before, you'll find out that, you know what? Like many people out there have found out. It's not just me. A lot of people out there have found out. So if you were lost and now you are found, you have a better life. And I cannot be more happier when somebody discovers the nonsense that we are reading in the Bible and afraid to say it, because the church teaches us that we are not to blaspheme the word of God. Now, the Bible is not no word of God at all. And, you know, somebody as a preacher and somebody out there say they're anointed and stuff like that, and you hear me talking all of this, don't badger me about what I'm saying. Take me up on it. So, because if you can't take me up on it and show me where God lie, or the serpent lie, or the serpent tell the truth, or God tell the truth. If you can't resolve that, then what are you doing with the words that is explaining a situation in the beginning when God make the first people, Adam and Eve? If you're not an expert at what it says, you've been believing all this time. And I'm saying, I come to maturity to read consciously what he said and find, oh, this thing falls apart. Okay? It falls apart. God did not want Adam. This is what it explained. God never want them to be wise. Now, if you can see that yourself, you keep going to church? You can't. You shouldn't. Now, there's a lot more to it than what I just like touching some points on it here. And if you feel so intimidated of it, and you got to hold on that, you believe is not going to make you know anything. That's not the context in which the word is used properly. It's not going to help you. And the thing is, for you to try and read and either disprove what I say or find out that, but he's right. God didn't want them, because God kicked them out and said he doesn't want them to come back in and eat of the fruit. Then why, if he don't want them to eat of the fruit, why would he want his son to come and die for him to give us life? Hello? Why? So you see, contradiction in what you're reading, when you find out, you cannot support the meaning of what you used to believe. It means that, you know, there is the writers of the Bible and their motive for writing it and stuff like that. These folks had all the motive to write that Bible and to push us into believing it. Okay? Now, I can tell you this, that nobody is not challenging me when I open up. They're not challenging me. They can't. You know, but they have all kind of an excuse why they're not getting into it. You know, like, make me to be somebody who is contentious and blah, 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 blah. But look, I say, but to somebody, I talk to, I say, but shouldn't it be good that you have me, who is not a Christian anymore, talking about the Bible so much? You know, I mean, you know, why do I have such an interest in the Bible now? I have more interest in the Bible now, just about as much as when I didn't know anything wrong. Okay, my friend, this is what I have to say. And if I cannot have people come up and join in with me, I mean, you don't have to like accept what I'm saying, I am not telling you to accept it, because dealing with the words is with hope that we are understanding something so that you can draw me in, or I draw you in, and we say, but no, I can see it. You know, it makes sense now, but I didn't see it all along. And that's what belief does to people, is blind them. Belief is not knowledge. Now, you're not going to get knowledge when you're believing in something and you're content with it. Go for knowledge, because that's why you went to school. It's to know things. It's not to believe. Like I told somebody, you know, I mean, you don't have to believe your mother is your mother to accept she is your mother. You don't have to believe it. But the church make us think, oh, when it comes to anything where you commit yourself, you must believe it. Nothing of knowledge at that point. Do you know me? That's the way the entire Bible is made up. Except for some places in the Old Testament, like I say. And they won't preach those things in the Old Testament. They're not going to preach it here. So, it is a blessing for me to get over all these old foolishness that I believe from a child and get to know what the real world is. These, for them, they're not white people, but, you know, they mix up with us for so long and things like that. They don't belong among us. Don't belong among us. And the Bible is not our history book. History is history. Not his story. So if you love the Bible more than you love your birth certificate, that your birth certificate is telling you the truth of who you are, your mother and where you're born and things like that. Your birth certificate, if it didn't lie in any way, it's not going to lie again. If you tell the truth, it's going to be always the truth. Well, so is history. As long as what is given as history, you can see it. You can identify it. Nobody is going to, like, twist that. You can't. All right? So, take good care of yourself. All right. Let me go on and read a little more of this here. What I'm trying to tell you is the most precious thing in life is what I'm talking about here. Because when we were created, we're not created the way the Bible tells us. So you got to get out of that and get with the history that tells us, that connect up with the skies and the planets above. We are there were beings. There are beings out there. For us to think that we are the only people on earth, to not think that as long as the universe is here, there are not people out there who will never come to our side of the world for us to see them, and they won't see us. So the same way we are here and we are not seeing much of anything, it's just that when these people came here, they identify themselves, the gods, when they came here. They are not humans, right? They create us human beings, but they didn't say they are the one that start the heaven and the earth and that they make it. They didn't tell us that. They deal with their existence and their experience on their planet and why they come down to Earth's planet for something, for cause. And everything is out there for us to see. We didn't do it. Go to South Africa and down in Johannesburg, I think, down there, and South Africa, and go 150 miles inland in South Africa. And there is a place twice the size of Texas in America. And you will see the place there where civilization of beings were there long before human came about. Okay? And it's all around us for us to see. Now, you think it's only what is happening in the present have evidence? No. what is before. There's evidence left behind. You're going to deny that? No. And I tell you, the best thing to do is to read without believing this old bunch of garbage that we do, okay? Let it be your responsibility to decide whether God lie about these people who die. Frequently people says, well, it meant literal death. It doesn't matter what death God meant. None of the context of death fit what God told Eve and Adam. It won't matter, says Matthew, because God said they would die. The serpent said, God, know the day when you eat of this fruit, you will be wise as God. You will not die. And when God came, he did not disprove it. And God was saying things contrary to what God should be about. God should have taken these people under his wings and begin to like bring them into good knowledge. He shouldn't kick them out and put two soldiers with swords to keep them out. I mean, it was so important for them not to eat that fruit. What is right with that fruit? Why does anybody want that fruit if that's what it would do to Adam and Eve? Why was that fruit there for? Listen, wake up, right? Wake up. There's a whole bunch of foolishness. It's going to be coming illuminated when you begin to read and read keenly. Give account for the words that you're reading. All right, let's go on a little more with this. The civilization of the Elohim gods, kingship, government, jurisdiction is supreme. It is supreme principality over the planet Earth. So we belong to the Creator, and what these sodomites come and talking about their God, that they have a monotheism God, is foolishness. And you only need to read a little more to find out that it is foolishness. All right. Ever since 445,000 years ago, the record of its civilization history exists, showing evidence and bear witness. Since the gods established Eridu city, Eridu, first city, theretofore, the gods' civilization serves the planet population for all living things. That's a fact. Once and for all, the truth of the gods' civilization will blast asunder the hominid gay lies concerning the 200,000 years ago human civilization and the gay use of their diseases used to thwarted humankind. AD, legislation passed has been a violation and oppression
to the civilization of the hybrid people because of diseases which damage all aspects of indigenous people ways of life. I must draw your attention to the injured travelers, to the Western Hemisphere. Just a second. Yeah. I don't see why you're doing that. Come on. I don't understand this. He said, loading editor, please wait. Okay. There is a delay here to do a command that I just clicked. So they are telling me, loading editor, please wait. Okay, let's see here.
But fools die for want of wisdom. The rich man's wealth is in the city. Fixation of a soul is vanity. Destruction of the poor is their poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Why do you fight each other? Why do you kill your brother? Then your reward will be the same tree. To build a better nation, clean up your creation, or there will be no future for you. Righteous, it teaches many, but fools die for want of wisdom. Fixation of the soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Thank you.
So what is going on here? So why is this not going on? You see?
Okay, one of my favorite guitar players in the world and certainly one of the best-selling. He sells more records than anybody, I guess, for his type music. And he deserves that because he is the very best. Let's welcome Earl Klugh right here. He's one of my favorites. If it's in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.